This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Let's talk about your self-care non-negotiables. With a hectic schedule, it's easy to let our priorities slip. And not only that, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and our success. That's why BetterHelp's therapy sessions are becoming, for many people, one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/living. Today, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from How the Mind Works by Christian D. Larson, published in 1912. Your destiny is being created hourly by you, and that's something that determines what you are to create at any particular period in time, is the sum total of your ideals. Your future is not preordained by some external power, nor is fate controlled by some strange and mysterious force that masterminds alone can comprehend and apply. It is our ideals that control and determine our fate. And we all have ideals, whether we be aware of the fact or not. To have ideals is to have definite objects in view, be those objects very high, very low, or anywhere in between. The ideals of any mind are simply the wants, the desires, and the aims of that mind. And as every normal mind will invariably live, think, and work for that which is wanted by its present state of existence, it is evident that every mind must necessarily follow its ideals, both consciously and unconsciously. However, when those ideals are low or inferior, we will naturally work for the ordinary and the inferior, and the products of our mind will correspond in quality to that for which we are working. Thus, inferior causes will spring up everywhere in our lives, and inferior effects will inevitably follow. But when those ideals are high and superior, we will work for the superior. We will develop superiority in ourselves. We will give superiority to everything that we may produce. Every action that originates in our lives will thus become a superior cause and will be followed by a superior effect. The destiny of every individual is determined by what they are and by what they are doing. And what any individual is to be or do is determined by what they are living for, thinking for, or working for, be those objects great or small, superior or inferior. You are not being made by some outside force, nor is your fate the result of causes outside of yourself. You are making yourself, as well as your future, with what you are working for. And in all your efforts, you invariably follow your ideals. The person who lives, thinks and works for the superior becomes superior, while the person who works for less becomes less. Any individual may become more, achieve more, secure more, and create for themselves a better future and a greater destiny by beginning to think, live, and work for a superior group of ideals. To have low ideals is to give your creative forces something ordinary to work for. To have high ideals is to give those forces something extraordinary to work for. And your fate is the result of what those forces are constantly producing. Every force in the human body is producing something, and that something will become a part of both us and our external circumstances. Any individual can thus improve the power, the quality, and the worth of their being by directing the forces of their body and mind to produce something that has quality and worth. Those forces, however, are not directed or controlled entirely by the will, for it is their nature to produce what the mind desires, wants, or needs. And the desires of any mind are determined directly by the leading ideals entertained in that mind. The forces of the body and mind will begin to work for the superior when the mind begins to entertain superior ideals. And since it is the product of those creative forces that determine both our nature and our destiny, a superior nature and a greater destiny may be secured by any individual who will adopt and live up to the highest and the most perfect system of idealism that they can possibly comprehend. To entertain superior ideals is to picture in the mind, and to hold constantly before the mind, the highest conceptions that can be formed of everything of which we may be conscious. To dwell mentally in those higher conceptions at all times is to cause the predominating ideals to become superior ideals, the ruling ideals for which we live, think, and work. When the ruling ideals of any mind are superior, the creative forces of that mind will produce the superior in every element, faculty, talent, or power in that mind. Thus, the greater will be developed in that mind, and the great mind invariably creates a better future and a greater destiny. To entertain superior ideals is not to dream of the impossible, but to enter into mental contact with those greater possibilities that we are not able to discern. And to have the power to discern an ideal indicates that we have the power to realize that ideal. For the fact is, we do not become conscious of greater possibilities until we have developed sufficient capacity to work out those possibilities into practical, tangible results. Therefore, when we discern the greater, we are ready to attain and achieve the greater. But before we can proceed to do what we are ready to do, we must adopt superior ideals and live up to those ideals according to our full capacity and power. When our ideals are superior, we shall think constantly of the superior, because as our ideals are, so is our thinking. And to think constantly of the superior is to grow steadily into the likeness of the superior. All the forces of your mind will thus move toward the superior, and all things in your life will work together with greater and greater goals in view, and continuous advancement on a larger and broader scale must inevitably follow. To entertain superior ideals is not simply to desire some larger personal attainment, nor is it to dwell mentally in some belief that is different from the usual beliefs of the world. To entertain superior ideals is simply to think the best thought about everything, and to try to improve upon that thought every day. Superior idealism, therefore, is not mere dreaming of the great and the beautiful. It is also the actual living in mental harmony with the very best we know in all things, in all persons, in all circumstances, and in all expressions of life. To live in mental harmony with the best we can find anywhere is to create the best in our own minds and personalities. And as we grow steadily into the likeness of that which we think of the most, we will in this manner increase our power, capacity, and worth. And in consequence, we will be able to create a better future and a more worthy destiny. For it is the law under every circumstance that the person who becomes much will achieve much, and great attainments are invariably followed by an even greater future. To think of anything that is less than the best, or to dwell mentally with the inferior, is to neutralize the effect of those superior ideals that we have begun to entertain. It is therefore absolutely necessary to entertain superior ideals only, and to cease all recognition of inferiority or imperfection if we want to secure the best results along these lines. The reason the majority fail to secure any tangible results from higher ideals is because they entertain too many lower ideals at the same time. They may aim high. They may adore the beautiful. They may desire the perfect. They may live for the better, and they may work for the greater. But they do not think their best thoughts about everything. Therefore, their house is divided against itself and cannot stand. Superior idealism contains no thought that is less than the best, and it entertains no desire that has not greater worth in view. Such idealism does not recognize the power of evil in anything or in anybody. It may know that adverse conditions do exist, but it gives the matter no conscious thought whatsoever. To pursue this course is absolutely necessary if we would like to create a better future. For it is not possible to think the best thought about everything while the mind gives conscious attention to adversity and imperfection. The true idealist gives conscious recognition only to the power of good, and they live in the conviction that all things in their life are working together for good. This conviction is not mere sentiment with them, because they know that all things will work together for good when we recognize only the good, think only the good, desire only the good, expect only the good, and live only for the good. To apply the principle of superior idealism in all things, that is, to live, think, and work only for the highest ideals that we can comprehend, means advancement in all things. To follow the superior ideal is to move towards the higher, the greater, and the superior. And no one can continue very long in that mode of living, thinking, and acting without creating for themselves a new world, a better environment, and a fairer destiny.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.